right? Good singing all the way around. I don't care where you're from. That's just good gospel singing. And if you didn't recognize that, you need to get saved is what that is. You get saved, you'll know that that's heaven sent and hell-proof singing right there. All right, take your Bible, if you will, please. We'll be looking in the book of Ephesians, chapter 4. If you turn there quickly, or you're able to stand. In the book of Ephesians, in chapter number 4, and beginning with verse number 7. Ephesians, chapter number 4, verse number 7. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore, he saith, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive, and he gave gifts unto men. Now he that ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? And he that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens. That's a plural word there. Of all heavens, that he might fulfill all things. Now, Father, we ask your blessings upon thy word. We do thank you for it. How good it is to be in the house of God. Bind the devil, have a demon assigned to hinder. How we plead the blood of Jesus over this congregation. And we'll thank you for saving the lost, lifting up the downhearted, setting the captives free. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you and be seated. I want to preach a little while tonight on he descended first and then he ascended. When you look into this Bible lesson, let me say to you, we've been preaching about the resurrected Christ, and this is something that's going to be connected with the resurrected Christ. This is going to tell you tonight what Jesus was doing for 3 days, 3 nights in the heart of the earth. In this Bible lesson that you're looking at, you'll find he laid down his life for us, and that whosoever will might come unto him and be born into the family of God. In this Bible lesson you're looking at is that on the cross, remember, there was a man all crucified on either side. One of them wanted to cast the same in his teeth and, of course, wanted to get free. And the other one rebuked him and said, we justly get what we deserve. This man's done nothing amiss. And as a result of that, here's an old boy got saved. Jesus said, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. I want to tell you something right now. Is that, you know where Jesus was going? Well, I can tell you where he went first. He went down into the heart of the earth. And we're going to talk about that just for a moment. In this lesson that you're looking at, you're going to find out Paul the Apostle, when he was stoned and left for dead, 2 Corinthians 12, verse number 4, he said, brother, in the body or out of the body, I could not tell, but he was caught up to a place called paradise and heard things and saw things that were not lawful for him to be able to utter. Now, got a bunch of nuts that are selling books that Jesus has been talking to them. They saw him. One guy broke down. He saw him 3 times. I just, as quick as I can, get away from that. If I was shaking hands with him, he's such a lying peckerwood, I'd count all my fingers, make sure he didn't get one of them. Don't pay any attention to that stuff. In this Bible lesson that you're looking at over there in the book of Revelation chapter 2 and about verse number 7, the Bible said that in the midst of the garden there's a place there that's called the Tree of Life, and it's in the midst of the paradise of God. And I don't know about you, but I like the name paradise. And then you look into this, you find out that God's grace is what allows you and I to be able to be here tonight. And in verse number 7 that we read, you'll find out that it's a given grace. Salvation's been by grace, always has been by grace, always will be by grace. One of the most favorite authors that I've read after in days gone by believes there's 2 ways of salvation. And let me tell you, he's just crippled too high for crutches. I mean, somewhere between there and his third wife messed his mind up, obviously. I got to tell you, it's always been the grace. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. That's how far back. Let me tell you, if you ever miss hell and make heaven, it'll be by the grace of God. As the Bible said over in the book of Romans chapter 12, don't turn there. But according to the measure that God has given us, the measure of faith. If you're saved here tonight, you've got the measure God dealt you. And it'll get you into the family of God. And let me tell you, the grace of God that brings salvation, Titus 2:11 said, has appeared unto all men and teaching us denying ungodliness and worldly lust. I'm going to tell you something, the grace of God, you're not going to improve upon that. Number two is, first of all, it says that he descended, and notice where in our text, down into the lower parts of the earth. Now, this is before the cross. Jesus is going to die on the cross, bow his head, give up the ghost, be put in a tomb, and 3 days later, going to resurrect from the grave. But whenever he's gone those 3 days, we're wondering, and where's he at? What's he doing? Look in your Bible, if you will, please, and don't lose your text, but look over there in the book of Luke, in the book of Luke in chapter 16, in the book of Luke in chapter number 16. Now, let me just go ahead and tell you, then I'll preach on it. But let's just pretend that this is a big circle right here. And that down the middle of it, all the way from the top to the bottom, there's a great gulf that is fixed. One side of that is going to be torments. One side, and I don't know which side's which, but one side's going to be torments, and the other side is going to be paradise. Going to be Abraham's bosom. Now, in the book of Luke, when you turn there, and I told you to look there in chapter number 16, we're talking about before the cross. We're talking about before the resurrection. We're talking about the Lord Jesus Christ has gone down and descended. Before he ascends, he descended. And in the book of Luke, in chapter number 16, everybody that ever died before the cross, before the resurrection, Lord and Savior, everybody that ever died, they were on one side or the other, paradise side or torment side, down in the heart of the earth. Now, I want you to watch this in chapter number 16 in the book of Luke, in verse number 23. We know the rich man that died, didn't care nothing about God, the Bible, good, right, moral, and decent. He was a money lover. He was a money maker, and he loved everything about himself and nothing at all about God. And yet you'll find the beggar Lazarus was preaching to him, but he didn't give no heed to it. And one day the beggar died, was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. That's on the paradise side, the non-torment side of what we know in the heart of the earth. And not his body laid in the ground. But you'll find that in verse 23, and in hell, when the rich man died also, and in hell, he lift up his eyes, being in torments. And he seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. Somehow or another, they could see across the great gulf into the other side. People that were tormented, that where there was weeping, there was wailing, where there's gnashing of teeth. People that are in that side, they can look across there and see Lazarus in Abraham's bosom being comforted. Now, in this lesson, naturally, the man that died without hope, without God, he wanted to go on to that other side. And the Bible said that if you're not going to go, at least send Lazarus to dip his finger in water, cool my tongue, I'm tormenting this flame. Now, verse 25. And Abraham said, son, remember thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he is comforted, and thou art tormenting. And beside all this, between us and you, there's a great gulf fixed, so that they that would pass from hence you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. I want to say to you that before the cross, when people died, their spirit went into one side or the other that was divided by the great gulf, depending on what you did with the Lord while you were living in this life. And let me say to you that, if you will, that they were there and they could see, and they wanted to be on the comforted side instead of the torment side, where there's weeping, wailing, gnashing of teeth, the flame, the burn, the fire, where the worms never die, the fires never quenched. Now, notice, if you will, please, that in the book of Matthew chapter 12, you can turn quickly there to that, in the book of Matthew chapter number 12, Matthew chapter number 12. In Matthew chapter number 12, and you'll find in about verse number 40. Now, the Bible says in verse number 40, here's what he talks about after he reprimands an adulterous and sinful generation, verse 40. For as Jonas, talking about Jonah, here's a Greek spelling for a Hebrew word, but Jonas was 3 days and night, 3 nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. Now, you know where the heart of the earth is he's talking about? He's talking about right in the very center of the earth, where that there one side is tormented, one side is comforted, separated by a great gulf. Now, pay close attention and watch this, 1 Peter chapter 3. I'll let you turn to that. In the book of 1 Peter chapter number 3. I'll give you a moment there as we look into that. Chapter 3 in the book of 1 Peter. Now, verse number 18. For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. By the which also that he went, by the quickened Spirit that is, by the which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison. Now you can look at any old commentator that comes up, and they want to somehow or another they want to add evil to that. Ain't no evil spirit there. These are spirits that are no doubt that have died. And fact is, they died back in the days of Noah, and no doubt that they had done some things wrong. In verse number 20, it says, by the which he went and preached to the spirits in prison, which sometime were disobedient, when once the long suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was being prepared, wherein few is, that is, eight souls were saved by water. And that was just a like figure, so forth and so on. Now, there's the Lord Jesus Christ. And for 3 days, when he was gone, he descended first into the lower parts of the earth. You know what he was doing down there? Well, he wasn't preaching to that crowd that was tormented, giving them another chance. He was preaching to that crowd, but it, that believed him, that died in the Lord, that were on the Abraham's bosom side. And no doubt he preached that we're fixing to go out of here, children. And here's how I know that. Is that when you look over here in this Bible lesson in the book of Matthew chapter number 27. And I'll give you a moment to find that. Matthew chapter number 27. There's a passage there that we ought to be looking at, and it's in verse number 51. Now, on the resurrected morning, when Jesus was ready to get up and come out of that tomb, the Bible we've already read in Ephesians said he led captivity captive. Well, where were they? They were held down in the heart of the earth. Matthew chapter number 27, verse 51. And behold, the veil of the temple rent and twain from top to bottom, buddy, from heaven to earth. And the earth did quake and the rocks rent. In fact is, you'll find that scientists, biologists have been looking for a rock that didn't have little shatters in it ever since. They can't find one. And the Bible said, and the graves were open, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of the graves after his resurrection. And that's when he leading captivity captive. And they went into the holy city, and they appeared unto many. Now, notice that, if you will, please, if you read 1 Corinthians 15, 20, this is the first fruits of them that slept that Jesus brought up out of the grave whenever he resurrected from the tomb. Now, pay close attention to this. That's part of the captivity that he led captive and brought them up and brought them out. Over there in the book of Isaiah, chapter number 5, verse number 14, is that the Bible said that hell hath enlarged herself without measure. And you know what he's talking about, don't you? He's talking about that abyss down in the center of the earth. And on the resurrection morning, he not only led all of them out and moved paradise into the third heaven, he mentions it and calls it heavens. You know why, don't you? Because there's an atmospheric heaven, and there's a planetary heaven, and there's a throne room of God in paradise that's called heaven. And let me say that when you begin to look into that, he's led captivity captive. He's moved paradise from out of the heart of the earth, and he moved it into heaven. I've had people literally tell me, well, you know, I doubt there'll be room for me in hell. Oh, yeah, hell's enlarged herself without measure. There'll be plenty of room for you if you want to live without the Lord and die without the Lord. I want you to notice that, if you will, that now that you and I are living in the time after the resurrection of our Lord, while you turn to the book of 1 Thessalonians in chapter number 4, there's a passage there we want to look at. I want to say to you now, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And let me tell you right now, is that now when a person dies without the Lord, Do you know what ends up happening? A person that is unsaved, their lost spirit, their lost soul, their lost condition, they go still into the heart of the earth. And they're in torment there. And when a person who is saved dies and leaves the world, immediately we're carried to the third heaven in our spirit, not our body. It's laying in the tomb. Now somebody said, well, what's the body going to be? It's going to be for the lake of fire. Their lost soul, spirit, soul, and body will be cast together into the lake of fire. What's the body for you and I? Our glorified body is going to be with our Lord and our Savior, and we'll be coming back with Him to set up a reign of 1,000 years on the face of this earth. Now, I want to say to you that, if you will, is that the Lord descended first. He came from heaven. He went down into the heart of the earth. And on resurrection morning, what a glorious time that was. Yeah. But I want you to look that, if you will, He's going to descend again, but He's not coming back like He did the first time. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4, verse 16. For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm looking forward to that time when the Lord shall summons us to His throne room and to be able to leave this godless, wicked world that we're living in. Now, until then, may He find us occupied about His business, that we be not ashamed at His appearing. Do you know Him? I trust that you do. While we stand to our feet, our Father, we ask Your blessings now upon the reading of the Word tonight. We do thank You for it and how good it is to be once again back here in the house of God. We praise You that Thou art God from everlasting to everlasting, and beside Thee there's none else. Now bless every soul here tonight. And Lord, we want to say thank You for loving us, that salvation that is free, for everyone that'll receive it, for everlasting to those that do. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.